Ed Zirndorfer is a registered employees benefits consultant. He joins us now with some year-end tax saving suggestions. Ed, good morning. Great to have you on.
Thank you. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Amy.
So tell us how the Congressional Super Committee ties in with this year's tax season.
Well, this is a very busy time of year for federal employees. It's the last month of calendar year 2011, so employees still have some time to do things to save on their 2011 taxes. But it's also right now open season for federal employees regarding their benefits. So I just want to tie together some of the things that federal employees can do with their benefits that they need to choose for 2012 with end-of-year tax tips. And I like to start off with health insurance. Federal employees have to choose a health insurance plan for 2012. If they are satisfied with their current plan, they don't have to change anything, but if they want to go to another plan, they have to make that election between now and a week from Monday, December 12th, to change their plans. Now, how does this tie in with taxes? Well, federal employees pay 28% of the total premiums for their health insurance, and those premiums come out of their paycheck on a pre-tax basis. It's called premium conversion. So all employees are getting an instant tax break by having their health insurance premiums deducted before they take the taxes out of their paycheck in order to pay the premiums. Now, there are some employees, however, who have excessive medical expenses. Even with their health insurance, they're paying a lot out of pocket for medical. They might have a lot of dental expenses. They might have a lot of vision expenses. They might have insurance for dental and vision care, but the plans don't cover everything, and they might be in a position for 2012 that they might be able to deduct medical expenses on their taxes, and assuming they itemize on their income taxes. And in order to deduct the medical expenses, they have to exceed their total medical expenses, have to exceed 7.5% of their adjusted gross income. Now, when you think about medical expenses, what comes to mind is what about the premiums that you're paying for your health insurance? The answer is yes, if those premiums were paid with after-tax dollars. Federal employees cannot deduct their premiums from that they pay for health insurance as a medical expense on their income taxes because they're getting their tax break during the year when the premiums are deducted from their gross salary. However, an employee can elect to have their premiums deducted from their paychecks on a post-tax basis, meaning that when come time to do their taxes, and for 2012, that is, they can include their medical insurance premiums that they pay. So if an employee is thinking about 2012 and they expect to pay a lot out of pocket for their medical, dental, vision expenses, they may want to elect to get out of the so-called premium conversion and have their premiums taken out of their paychecks on a post-tax basis. It involves some planning. But the election to have that done has to be done during the current open season.
Ed Zirndorfer is a registered employee benefits consultant, and I'm glad you said it. It takes some planning. My takeaway from all of this is it's really going to depend on your personal needs. It's quite complicated because it does all tie together with your taxes and the open season. You really have to educate yourself because it's like long division. If you mess up the equation early on, the whole thing is going to be ruined. You have to really educate yourself.
I cannot agree more, Amy. The key is it's a lot of planning and a lot of education here. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of time left between now and December 12th, so I guess federal employees, I know they're busy with the holiday season now, but they got to think about this seriously for 2012. I also want to mention, this is also important, that the 7.5% so-called floor, in order to deduct your medical expenses, you have to itemize in your income taxes, but you have to exceed during the year 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. For most employees, that's your total income. That 7.5% AGI floor is going to increase effective January 1st, 2013, to 10%. So 2012 is going to be the last year that employees can really deduct those medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of their adjusted gross income.
So when you're talking about like an average federal manager, say they're in the GS 13, 14, 15, mm-hmm. and they may have a gross income of $150,000, $140,000, $160,000 mm-hmm. range, in that range.
Right.
And if their adjusted income is, say, just for purposes of calculation, $100,000, then that means $10,000 in medical expenses to be above that is what would be deductible?
Well, that anything above in your it's for 2013. Now, if it's 2012, we're talking about $7,500. So starting 2013, you're talking about an extra $2,500 worth of medical expenses that you'd have to incur in order to quote unquote deduct them. Now, it's not just medical expenses. You take things like dental care.
I was going to say
two crowns,
and two root canals. You're $7,000 easy.
And you have a few kids in orthodontics. That could add up too.
Yeah, brace yourself for those expenses. I guess. Huh? No, sorry.
Pun intended, right?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, with the cost of medical care, it doesn't take much, and for some people, to exceed that 7.5% floor. Especially if you're, let's say you're a GS 7 or 8, you all of a sudden incur a major medical expense. So, again, you have to do some planning here. I also want to mention that the federal government offers dental and vision insurance. It's a separate insurance that employees have to think about for 2012 if they want to enroll in it. And I generally advise people not to enroll in the dental vision insurance unless they know they're going to have some major dental and vision expenses. However, if they do enroll in it, those dental premiums, those vision insurance premiums have to come out of paychecks on a pre-tax basis. This is the rule. You cannot elect to have your dental and vision insurance premiums taken out of your paycheck on an after-tax basis. That being said, you cannot include any of your dental and vision insurance premiums as medical expenses when you file your taxes.